yaffer. I record this as I have to go to work. I had an interesting week. Hope everybody's doing well. My week mainly is my car being a dick it is sometimes. Couple repairs to it. I was getting new tires, and all of a sudden, my tension pulley decides to pop up off the engine, send two screws in my engine block, and require me to have a new serpentine belt and pulley, along with drilling these bolts out of my engine. Ended up costing me almost $900. So there's that. But like, hey man, you know, life happens. Life happens. That's just how the day goes, how the cookie crumbles, right? Today's episode, we're going to talk about a few things. It's Super Bowl weekend coming up. We got the Chiefs and the 49ers. I'm going to dive into some good bets with that for some of my listeners that don't really pay attention to football in any retrospect, but want to make some money. I can do that for you. Also, we're going to go over the Grammy winners, a little bit of the controversies that have happened there. That would probably be my second segment. But to open up, let's keep it local. We're going to start with one of my favorite and also a pretty popular drink around Charleston. Shutting down, not complete operations, but they're shutting down their cannabis drinks. That is High Rise Beverage Company. If you know, they have non-alcoholic seltzers. They're great with Delta 8 and Delta 9. I guess the official release from High Rise is that they're shutting down their at least their seltzer operations solely because of a label dispute. I don't know if it's a dispute or misinformation with DHEC in South Carolina. So they did release a new seltzer called a Blackout that is non-cannabis and non-alcoholic. So it's just a regular seltzer. So that will be available as they're trying to, I guess, figure out the legal or legalities of, restarting their distribution with the Delta 9 seltzer. I'm not really sure, though. It's kind of a little bit of a bummer because it was actually a good drink to for anyone that just doesn't want to drink alcohol but yet still remain social in the scene, especially like a bar or a restaurant. It was a good option. It's unfortunate, but typical South Carolina, right? To get involved and fuck up a good thing, right? That's how the cookie crumbles. Well, hopefully they can figure it out. They can get back on the shelves and get back to doing what they do. So props to High Rise. Now, if you're looking for an alternate, I have a good friend. I want to say we're good friends. But it was actually a good dude. I used to indirectly work with him. He used to work at Persimmon Cafe. If you remember Persimmon Cafe, it used to be downtown Charleston. At least the original location originally was downtown Charleston in the College Laundry, which is the laundromat for my listeners that are not familiar with that. Located there off of Calhoun and, what's that, Smith? I believe Smith Street. He opened up and started his own company, not him, I guess him and part a few other partners. I gotta get the background on that, which I'll have a little bit. Hopefully I can have him on the pod and get an interview with him. But it's called Levity. A lot of y'all are familiar with Levity Tequila, which is a non-alcoholic tequila, which is a cannabis. Is it tequila, actually? I don't know. I'll look into that. But it has 2 milligrams of Delta 9, and a lot of people enjoy it, especially on Folly. You find it at a lot of bars out that way. It's pretty good. Like I said, it's a good alternate for anyone that really don't want to drink alcohol. It's pretty flavorful. I enjoy it. I know my homegirl Sarah. Shout out to her. She definitely is a big advocate for it. So check them out, man. That's a good alternate. I think they're coming out with a seltzer, too, if they're not already out with it. So I'm checking the website out right now, actually, to double check that. I want to say I am right, though. Or actually, I take that back. It's a candid cocktail. So they have right now just 3 of them. They have a candid Rita, which is something like a candid margarita. Kentucky Mule, which is their version of a Moscow Mule. with bourbon flavor, a Kotoki Mule. Actually, let me get that right. They also have a Chronic Collins. You can check their website for availability and distribution. Who sells it locally? I'm pretty sure at least Smoke Brew, I would think, would be the one selling. That's located out on James Island. But check the website, drinklevity.com. You can read more up into it. With that being said, no shout to my friend Taylor. I know I'm going to give her a hell all week. It's Black History Month, so I'm telling Taylor, who's white, I'm kind of just giving her hell. But I told her, like, yeah, give me wings for reparations. And she hasn't done that yet. I invite her on Wing Wednesdays. At Garage, they have wings, like 75-cent wings, at Pisano's. Give her all these options, and she want to do your boy dirty, man. I don't know why. I thought we were homies. We're going to figure that out down the line. We're going to figure this weekend out as we get into it. And what else? Do I have anything else locally want to get back? Oh, yeah, last thing. Nikki goddamn Haley. So, if you're listening to this and don't know who Nikki Haley is, she is the former South Carolina governor, and she's also a UN ambassador. Was it UN? Yeah, I believe it was a UN ambassador for the United States under the Trump administration. Well, guess what? She went to run in Nevada for the primaries, the Republican primary. And the crazy part of it, like, Donald Trump wasn't, or elected to not go about that way. I don't know if he was eligible or not. But she wasn't facing him, so she essentially was solo on the ticket. And I guess the two options were either vote for her or vote for nobody or none of these candidates. And 60% of the voters, or 63%, vote for none of these candidates. And she only regarded 31%. So, but she still says she's going to go strong, strangely enough. We see. I guess she's give her options, the best option to not elect Donald Trump, who's running through the Nevada caucuses. I believe the South Carolina votes in like another 2 weeks. So if she doesn't win her home state, I highly doubt, most likely expect that she's probably going to drop out. In addition to that, if you also haven't been paying attention, Joe Biden has been reviewed by the Justice Department to have taken classified information, but it wasn't for like malice. I guess they're trying to say, what was the coin word they use? I guess cognition regression would be the words, which some people might spin to a political nightmare, saying that he's not content of action to be leader of the United States. I don't really know what to explain. I don't know what to deal with American politics right now. It's just pretty wild, child. Between that and, like, the Charleston County School District and their shadiness over the past couple of years, I kind of like to just take what it is and see what happens. I don't really want to get too much into that. With that being said, we're going to move on to the Grammys. That was another big event that happened. A lot of award winners. We're going to start with Taylor Swift. I know my homegirl Taylor Sloan, all the Swifties out there, is probably happy for that. She won her fourth album of the year, which is the most of all time. Some people are very controversial. Found that controversial that she won this award. I really don't know what this Taylor Swift. Hey, I really, like, personally, I don't have no problem with her. I really think she's a good musician. I've never seen her in concert, and I'm not really crazy about her music. Her music isn't for me, honestly. I don't listen to it. But I think she's a talented artist. Like, she plays multiple instruments. And I've never seen her live in person, but every single person I've talked to that have seen her live have said it's pretty good experience. And if you look at her tour, the Eras Tour, which is presently right now, still active overseas. I think she's in Tokyo, Japan right now, if I remember right. And it's one of the highest gross. I think it is the highest grossing tour of all time. I mean, this woman is selling out, like, stadiums. No other artists. Maybe Beyonce would be the next closest or something. And even hers, like, it's like nowhere near the level that Taylor Swift is. So not just you know, football stadiums and baseball stadiums, you know, stateside, but everywhere in Europe, in Asia, and Australia, and South America. So, one place she does go is Africa, you know. I don't think Africa is trying to hear Taylor Swift. I could be wrong, you know. I'm pretty sure there's some Swifties out there in Africa. But, in addition to the, like, her being, her dating Travis Kelce and saying that, all the attention she gets with being the Chiefs games in the NFL. Like, I think some people are just getting tired of her just being on TV all the time. And look, I can understand that. Like, sometimes, like, the media, and that's not her fault. That's nothing of her fault. You know, the media just is going to do what they do. Where people are going to go, and she has a massive fan base, you know, they're going to try to capitalize on the money with it. So, that's just the games of it. Some other artists that have won Best Pop Solo Performance, shout out to Miley Cyrus. Best Country Album, Lainey Wilson. Bell Bottom Country. SCA taking on Best R&B Song of Snooze. Song of the Year by Billie Eilish and Vanessa O'Connell. What Was I Made For? Shout out to Best New Artist, Victoria Monet. Let's see what else we got. Record of the Year, another win by Miley Cyrus with Flowers. Some other notes from the Grammys includes Killer Mike. Please, prayers, props to Killer Mike. I don't know why this hate with Killer Mike. I think the younger generation was like hating, like, who is this guy? But if you listen to his album Michael, please check it out. I saw him in performance here in Charleston at Charleston Music Hall. Best concert of the year, without question, like, for me. Like, also, probably the cheapest concert, at least one, like, a main concert I wanted to see that I've been to. It's like $50 to go see him in Music Hall, and this man laid down one of the best performers. Check out his, I think I have some videos and some reels on Instagram or on TikTok. Please check it out. The whole album was par. Some people had some hate on it. Let them hate. Not that he only won. He swept the whole rap category with best rap album, best rap performance, and also best rap song with Scientists and Engineers, which also feature Andre 3000 and probably one more person was on that song. Let me double check. I'm checking right now. Best rap song, best rap performance, and best rap album. So shout out to Killer Mike, man. It's been in the game for a long time. It's filled with Outkast, Big Boy, and Andre 3Stacks, and along with the whole entire Dungeon Squad down there in the ATL. So a big shout. Side note, Jay-Z standing up for Beyonce. I really don't know where this came from, because I think I'm pretty sure that Beyonce has the most Grammys of all time. I think she's never won Best Album. And honestly, I don't think... And look, I can't sit here on the spot. I should have probably done my research on this, trying to see what albums, like her best albums, like, you know, Lemonade's probably gonna get part up there, I would think. I don't self titled name Beyonce, maybe? I don't know. I don't really know Beyonce's albums like that. But I don't know. You let me know what you think in the comments and stuff. I never she has a lot of good songs that I like enjoying, but I don't know if she ever made a masterpiece of an album. I could be wrong. I personally, the Beehive might come for me, so please don't. Stuff. But that's a reflection of the Grammys. Let me know what you think. Shoot me some comments on the website or any of my social media pages, or leave a review or voicemail that would be tagged with a link when I publish this podcast. The finale, because I'm trying to aim around 20, 25 minutes for the pod. Super Bowl weekend. It's also Mardi Gras going on, which ends Fat Tuesday next week, because Ash Wednesday is the following day, along with Valentine's Day. I'm probably going to drop a pod for that, so let that be separate. But we do have a Super Bowl this Sunday. It's an unofficial, the biggest unofficial holiday for the world, or at least America. I can speak for the world. It involves the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are trying to go for that. I believe their fourth Super Bowl. This is their sixth one they have played in. They have lost one. of them. That was to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers a few years ago. We're excited for it. It's going to be a big game. I'm going to give you some prop bets. There's a couple of them. There's a lot of them. And you can research these. Just do a Google search. I'm not going to go through some of them. You can bet on pretty much every element of this game. This is one of the biggest betting days of the year. But I'm going to start. I'm hoping that Christian McCaffrey can get this win. As a Panthers fan, I am supporting him. He has balled out for the Panthers, so I can hope he can ring in a reward, because he was definitely not winning the Super Bowl by how Carolina went about their business in the past few years, several years at this point. Here we go. So here's some of the bets. Some of the easiest one: coin toss, heads, tails. I probably choose tails personally. Right now you can get plus 100 on DraftKings. First touchdown score, I'm going with Christian McCaffrey, plus 360. That's also, all these odds I'm giving you are going to be through DraftKings. That's just what I'm using available on the website I'm watching right now. I'll probably bet, you can bet jersey number over 22 to score a first touchdown. That's plus 420 right now, which I feel like that's pretty good odds. I feel like it should be lower, honestly, but we see. What else we got? Probably have the 49ers to win the first half. I think Kansas City is going to be my pick to win the Super Bowl. I'm tired of losing my money on Patrick Mahomes. He has done, and because I'm betting on this, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to freaking win it or lose it, because I'm saying this now. But I'm not going to wish that juju on nobody. But that's what we're going to roll with. What else? I'm hoping for a good game. It's the last game for football for this season. We have waiting there 6 or 7 months for that. Hoping for a great game. Patrick Mahomes, Brock Purdy. There's been a lot of Brock Purdy hate. I don't really know why. But I'm not going to go into that. That's not be for this pod. I do drop another pod with a couple deeper bets. I really did think about that. But I know if I should have done that, I probably should have done that earlier in the week. So I probably won't. But with that being said, a life advice reflect cap. That's going to be my last segment for this show. It's not really advice today. It's going to be more of a situation anchor. And kind of wanted to like double down on a little bit. So I met this girl. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to put her business out there. But I want to kind of just view it. So I was at this bar today. And not today. Was it Saturday? Saturday night. And we were, I was chilling with my friend. And this girl was a friend of a friend. Come to find out, I know one of her siblings, so I didn't want to go too crazy with that. I'm also not going to say too much more than that and give her away, but she was outside, man, outside, and she's cute and attractive and stuff, and she's with some dude, and I didn't know the dude, but dude seemed cool and stuff, and I think dude went to go use the bathroom, and this girl just kind of gave us her full intentions. I'm like, unprovoked, didn't instigate nothing with it. She was just telling her plan. I think a lot of the group dispersed on different things around the restaurant, and it was just me and my boy Dirty D just out there talking to her about it. And she was like, yeah, I got this. I guess she was just kind of just giving us a opinion what to do. And you know, I believe in king feature sensational. But this girl was two-timing, man. She was two-timing means for, you know, my old folks that might be listening to this pod, or my young folks that don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Two-timing is that you're playing two different angles or playing with two different dudes. She's with one guy presently while texting another dude. The other dude apparently had VIP at a bar downtown, and her agenda was to go downtown. Apparently, she was supposed to get picked up by the dude earlier in the day, but she was with another guy. Was with it, and this other dude was oblivious to it. It was actually hilarious. I'm gonna tell you about what happened. And she was kind of just supposed to be in boy angle, and you know, we're gonna just give our honest opinion. And I was just like, you know, just do what you want to do. I mean, I don't know, no one like life. Like, you, I mean, she pretty much convinced herself that she's going to do this. You are kind of playing for it. So I really don't know why you're asking our advice for it, but whatever. You know, we're here to And I'll give you some a little insight, at least from the male perspective. And this other guy, his parents are, it's the ex of hers. So, you know, that's no, that's a red flag on her. So, whatever. No judgment free here. But she went home. And I found out later through her friend that she went to VIP and stuff like that. And I guess something happened in the bar. And she didn't tell me exactly what happened. But old girl was waiting for her outside. As the bar was closing, everybody was out, and they got into a fight outside there. So, Monday, I'm gonna talk to a girl over the weekend, and hopefully Monday I can have a follow up exactly in a little more detail. But to pity back on that, if you're going to two time, like it's like a wise quote: if you're going to be stupid, you gotta be tough, right? Because you can't be fragile or, like, soft and be stupid. Because life is hard. And it'd be double hard if you're not ready for it. Or at least be able to endure it. Look, man. This city is probably one of the biggest cheating cities in the world. I'll be very truthful and honest. If you're listening to this pod for the first time, you have never visited Charleston, South Carolina, this is not a place to find love. And I'm not going to say it's on the level of Vegas. And it's crazy to say that because it's the holy city. It's supposed to be very religious. Motherfuckers cheat on this city and like it's night and day, dude. It's crazy. I would go to a bar. I can go to the same about 3 or 4 days and see some of the same regulars. Because one thing about Charleston, you know, is that people have their bars they go to. And you will see those same people at those same bars almost every given day. Almost some days. Like, I work in a restaurant. Like, I have regulars there more than I am. And I work there full time. That's wild. Like, that is not good for your kidney, sir. You're gonna have to be smart about it. Now, one thing you know about the city for my viewers or listeners that are not familiar with Charleston is that people here kind of stay in their zone a little bit, a lot, especially like Charleston proper. And what I mean by that, like, you know, Mount Pleasant people mostly stay in Mount Pleasant, downtown stay downtown. And sometimes you're fluent, like, you know, if you have a big night, and like a lot of people where I live at. You know, they hype downtown up like it's like Miami. I'm just like, dude, I lived downtown like for several years. Like, it's all right, but it ain't all that bougie. Like, they try to make it more bougie than it actually is. But it's whatever, you know. It ain't my business as a restaurant. It's just my two-piece on that. But just be aware of that. Like, you know, especially with Valentine's Day coming up. You know, it's winter right now, so it's cuffing season. But guess what? You know what's coming? Springtime, boating season. And guess what? I'm trying to tell you, man. There's going to be people out in the streets. Girls and women, man. You're going to be seeing breakups. You already know what's coming. You're going to see all the breakups. I'll probably double down this come Monday. You're going to see breakups all happening. Oh, I'm single. I'm a new woman. I'm a new break. I'm outside. I am outside. That's what we're going to be seeing in the next couple weeks. So just be alert and let's know you heard it here first here in this 2024 year. With that being said, that's all I have to say or left to say. Please subscribe to this podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, I would love you whatever way. Please go give us likes and give me a follow on social media, including Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I am on X. I don't use my X account as much as I like. I need to grow it. I'm working on it. Social media takes a lot of attention, man. It takes a lot of attention. With that being said, man, I love you people. I hope you go enjoy Super Bowl. Enjoy your weekend. It should be a warm weekend here in Charleston. So go outside, enjoy yourself before the pollen starts. And come back and hear me Monday, man. Nappy Nick, Holy City High Podcast. Nappy out.